The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation. Foundation.
The Foundation is brought to you by Ron's Electric Motors, Central Bank, Alive, Burger King, Fidelity Bank, Atos Holding, Bonneville Bones, and Commonwealth Bank.
Oh, so it's the Foundation. Foundation. Oh, so it's the Foundation.
It's the Foundation that's rocking the nation. Howard Grant's the host, got in radio station 96.9. 12 to 2 is the time. You can call the show or use the text line. Yeah, he educates, he informs. He goes against the norm. He's really got that zeal. Plus, he's a child of God.
Foundation. It's the Foundation. Foundation. It's the Foundation. Foundation. It's the Foundation.
Good Foundation. Afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company. The Foundation on this absolutely gorgeous Tuesday afternoon. Yesterday was overcast. Today is a beautiful day. I see the sun continues to be able to peek out there, beaming down upon us. I hope you guys are doing well out there in the land of the living. Slap yourself if you're living. Talk to me. If you're celebrating your birthday, I want to say happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. You look like a monkey. You smell like one, too. Praise God. You're here having a wonderful time. I pray that you're doing well. Celebrating your birthday. If you're doing any of those particular things, make sure you do it with health and strength. I have a cousin who's celebrating her birthday on the 29th of February. 29th of February. I told her, ma'am, you're only 6 years old. You need to stop, right? You need to stop. Your birthday only has come every 4 years or so. You need to stop. Huh? So if you're celebrating your birthday this February, we say happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to my cousin, Theodore. Theodore Hepburn, Teddy, we say happy birthday to you. And my good cousin, Choen. Choen is celebrating his birthday also. Him and Teddy born on the same day down there in 8 Mile Rock, Grand Bahama. Hope you guys are doing well. Shouts out to all those persons. Make sure you pick up your Guardian newspaper. Check that thing out. All the information's in there. We're going to talk. The line's going to be wide open today. Got to give a shout out to my good, decent people over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. They got everything laid out for you as it relates to insurance. Give them a call. Check them out. Go down there and check out my good friend, Ethric Bow. If you have a fleet, if you have a jitney, a taxi, any of those things, they do in-house financing. Talk to me. You can't beat this thing. In-house financing, they can accommodate you. Great customer service. He is a stickler for customer service. So you want to be able to go down there and get that thing taken care of. I got a couple of calls. Howard, where this place is? Number 407, Blue Hill Road South, just east. Across the street from the Golden Gate Shopping Center, you can be able to see those things in there and take good care of those things, right? Guys, make sure you do that. Also, I want to be able to give a shout out to Crystal Select, man, and Mr. Clark. Listen to me. You see me walking by my water now. Talk to me. This is the most refreshing water in the city of Nassau. How do I know? I taste them all. Talk to me. I just want to be as decent as possible. I like the one, you know, I like... Let me be decent. Let me call the people name. I used to like certain waters, right? Then I saw that there was no difference living out there on the western side of Nassau. There is an area I used to be able to, when I first came here, wash my clothes with. And they had this reverse osmosis system right there. Used to pay like $1.50 or so and get some water. The water was good. After a while, if you don't change these filters, things change, right? It became a significantly popular spot. Then we went back to this kind of the purest side. Talk to me. Got that, and I can still taste the sound of inconsistency in the water. the first time I've ever been refreshed. Can I say that? I just want to be decent as possible. This man ain't paying me for these things. I just want to be decent as possible and kind of expose these things to you. Go down there to Crystal Select. Crystal Select. And get yourself some of the absolute best water in the city of Nassau. I guarantee you. I'm telling you, I guarantee you. If you do not like the water, the thing is $3 a 5-gallon. If you do not like the water, come for your $3. And then I got to check you out. Make sure you ain't got no bacteria and things like that. Trying to be able to throw off your taste to understand that this is the most quenching, the thirst-quenching water available here in the city of Nassau. So make sure you go and do that. Got to shout those particular persons out all the time as they continue to be able to do these things. I got to give a good, decent shout-out to Ms. Young. I just saw Ms. Young. Went to pay my phone bill just now, one of the companies. And she says, you in a talk show host, hey, baby. I said, yes, ma'am. Oh, my God. I listen to you all the time. Ms. Young, shout-out to Ms. Young. She's out there absolutely beautiful. She's a silver fox. She got everything going on. Beautiful haircut down there. And just want to be able to give a shout out and give a shout out to Lord Thurlow also. Lord Thurlow always calls me. He's in retirement now. Just celebrated 50 years with him and his wife and their anniversary and always being able to do these things. So I'm grateful for the opportunity to kind of talk about those things. So I'm grateful to kind of chop it down. Yesterday, we had some issues, guys. Yesterday, I'm hoping that we get everything rectified. We had a few issues yesterday as it relates to, you know, call-ins. But today, we are clear. We got the green light. We got everything out there laid out to be able to go. I got a few calls, some texts yesterday, even after the show, and saying, Howard, did Fred them give you something, Howard? I say, excuse me? Howard, did Fred them give you something? I said, you're wilding out. Why? Yeah, because you give commendation to Fred them yesterday. Listen, I think that's our responsibility. I think that's our responsibility. If we can be here to lie and to jive and to be able to push an agenda, then anyone can do this. But if we're going to be able to talk with transparency and persons could be able to identify the inflection where they're going up or the inflection or that particular position where they're kind of regressing, then we step in. I just want to be as very clear as possible when I say that. I'm not here to fight people. The PLP did amazing yesterday in terms of the news. SpaceX was a good move, and the DNA, that was a good move. Those were good moves. Those are moves that required innovation, creativity, like gusto. It required guts to be able to make those particular steps. So I want to be able to make commendation and say well done to the PLP for those particular steps. And I'm hoping that our encouragement to you in being able to take this kind of a posture and position, this kind of a fearless approach to being able to do the right thing for the Bahamian people, I'm hoping that this lends you some encouragement to continue on this kind of a path. Also yesterday, we've been able to see something in the newspaper that we've been talking about for some time now. And a 15 years old, was shot dead. Let's read a little taste of this particular thing and see exactly what's what. A 15-year-old boy was murdered outside his home on First Street in New Providence around 9 a.m. yesterday, the police said. The teen was standing outside with his older brother when the occupants of a small gray Japanese car... Can you stop describing the thing as a Japanese car? How do you know that it's a Japanese car? Did you hear? The Bluetooth is connected. I don't understand how you make this determination. Can you just say Suzuki? Can you just say a note? Can you just... Anyway, I'm not going to get into that, right? Because I keep hearing this Japanese. What does that even mean? What are we looking at? Are we looking at all? We just lumping all the small cars into one category? Identify the car if you can, please. This is the second or third shooting that we've had over the course of, I want to tell you, less than 4 months from First Street to Grove. Am I correct? So therefore, if we see that this is a hotspot, there is, in my mind, maybe a very shallow mind, minute in a sort of cylinder, my mind is saying we should put a camera somewhere around here. We should. We should put a camera to identify these particular things. The people that are riding through First Street to Grove, because you could ride right off Robinson Road, take that left right there, swing through First Street to Grove, drive by, drive out, boom, you're gone. In my mind, we could put a camera either at the top or at the exit and identify those particular persons who are coming in at that space. I think that this is where the proactivity comes in. This is not condemnation. This is just a mere subtle, very quiet, humble suggestion. And we're hoping that you take consideration to those particular things, because on Robinson Road, right there at the intersection, we see that you have, I don't know if that's facial recognition cameras, but I do see some cameras. I see two cameras up. I just saw it this morning also. So in the event that that's that, and these are the hot spots, we had a shooting on Robinson Road some months back, where maybe almost a year now, maybe a year, where the gentleman was shot in the bus right there on Robinson Road. My mind says to me, there should be cameras around here. Not necessarily a shot spotter, but there should be cameras around here. Now, I don't know whether or not the Royal Bahamas Police Force has tapped into this sort of a technology, or whether or not the technology is confined to a particular budget and that's all they got it for. But there is relentless expansion, especially when we see more than one activity happening in certain areas. So we want to suggest to you, First Street to Grove, Second Street to Grove, Third Street, Fourth Street, Fifth Street, all those streets should have a camera. Everyone. Everyone. You should go down Key West, Miami Street also, put a camera out there. This is where the activity is happening. Go in Pinewood, identify the hot spots in those particular areas, put a camera up also. There's no difficulty in doing these things. We can get it done. This is where proactivity is. And when you come to the forefront to be able to talk about these things, you as the press liaison in all those particular spaces should be able to say to us, hey, we've just identified those things and we have no fear. We're not doing this under the cloak of dark. It's going to be very transparent. We're putting up cameras in your area. Let them know. The cameras are working well. Boom. Let them know. So we can be able to identify those things and ensure that you get the proper technology camera, please, so we can read the license plate, so we can be able to identify these things and make a determination as to what's what. I want to encourage all those persons. If you know that your cousin, your friend, your auntie, somebody is a criminal, please give the police a call. Give them a call. We can no longer endure the crime that's happening in our country. We got to find a way to be able to eradicate this stuff and get rid of it right off the bat. So I want to be able to say this to you and say to all you guys from the Royal Bahamas Police Force, you're doing a wonderful job. Continue to be able to do that. But just a little constructive criticisms. Maybe you identify these particular things. Now, I could be one of these people that don't know. Maybe there's a camera there. I haven't seen it. I often hail the bishop in Second Street. I haven't seen any cameras around there. I often go to Ron's right there on First Street, right at the back. He does a lot of my stuff for me, for my brakes and so forth and so on in my car and my truck. And I haven't seen any cameras there. So I want to let you know that. We know these areas. I know where all a bunch of pilots is. I know these areas. I don't know the people in these areas. But we travail these areas. So there's an expectation that you can be able to put technology to identify what needs to be done in those areas. All right? Let's have a very clear conversation about those particular things and talk about where we are in terms of moving forward. Over 100 questions on the House agenda not yet answered. While the David administration broke away from the practice of the Minister and Christie administration allow question time in the House of Assembly last week, it provided answers to only several of the more than 150 questions that were placed at the parliamentary agenda by the official opposition, most of them several months ago. Answers were provided to a few questions that had been put to energy, to the energy minister, Jobeth Kobe-Davis,
Foreign Affairs Minister Fred Mitchell and Tourism, Aviation and Investment Minister Chester Cooper. Before those answers were given, Golden Gates, Member of Parliament MP Pia Glover-Rowe, the Deputy Leader of the Government Business in the House of Assembly, said all remaining questions are being researched, and upon completion, we will revert in a subsequent question time. While Glover-Rowe advised the government that the government was allowing question time in keeping with the commitment to transparency and accountability, questions asked of her that were placed on the agenda by opposition leader Michael Pintard on October 30th, 2023, were not answered. So there's some information in there. We're going to be able to talk about those particular things also. And I just want to do this. I think from a constitutional standpoint, I think we had to change the approach of how we do some things in the House of Assembly. I think we are tethered. We are affixed to the concept of tradition, whether that is by practice or by law, by what's written. We are affixed to the tradition and take no consideration for the evolution of what's happening in our society. I think that that's where the disconnect happens. And so I think that our House of Assembly needs to reflect actual society. Our House of Assembly and the technology, the modern approach, the ideas, the progression, the growth, the expansion, even sometimes the desperation for change and growth, it needs to be reflected in the House of Assembly. It's not. I think it's important that our governments are equipped enough and ready to be able to answer questions. Now, we had administrations in the past and leadership in the past that can be able to identify these things and knew the thing by heart. Who am I talking about? Hubert Ingraham. Hubert Alexander Ingraham, former prime minister of the country. There's nothing that you could put to him that he did not know the answer to. And if he did not answer you at that particular time, he'll tell you when he's going to be able to talk about that. It's important that leadership identifies these things and they can be able to live and breathe the information that exists in our country. Whether it be trial, tribulation, whether it be victory, they need to be one and the same with the issues. That's what leadership is required for. That's what we need you in leadership for. There's no need for me. Just want to be as decent as possible. We already sprinkle accolades upon you, the confetti, as it continues to be able to fall down ever slowly upon the PLP for what we saw in the papers yesterday. We still have to lend you constructive criticism. There's no need for our prime minister to be adept and one of the same with information as it relates to climate change globally and are far off with being able to provide information about what's happening locally. That's where the disconnect happens. And though this administration, or the PLP more specifically, being able to be nestled in the idea that your base, who you consider the grassroots, will always be able to identify the rhythm that you say to them, we, the Fourth Estate and others, have the responsibility to say to you, you got to take more consideration into this. The world is moving too fast for you to tell me, hold on. Let me go check my encyclopedia. Let's deal with these particular things. On the same note, I don't believe that some of these questions are designed for being able to see transparency. I think that they are, some of them, maybe political mischief. We're going to talk about these things. Let's talk about that Italian police officer, prison officials to train in Italy. And this is what Wayne Monroe says, the first time we actually heard about him. Let's talk about these things. Guys, let me take this quick commercial break. The line's going to be wide open if you want to be able to participate. When we get back, after this.
The foundation. 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 The Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation. Foundation.
Quick news, Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Calhoun Road, right next to Island Lock, is open Saturdays and Sundays. Foundation. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery charges, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Calhoun Road location will have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Clarence Road, and now Ron's new location on Calhoun Road. Dial 356-2249 or 323-5267.
Foundation. Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation. 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 The Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation. Foundation. The Foundation. Foundation. Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Forgive the technical difficulties that we're having. We're going to be able to take care of that right now. We're out here being able to talk about a few things. If you want to be able to chime in on the conversation with us, I'd love you to do so. Give me a call at 323-622-325-4316-325-4259. Anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300. 5720, hit me up, 422-4796. We are out here. I'm live in full effect, being able to chop down these things. I know that you can hear these things. We're going to take care of that for you right now. So please forgive me for that. There's a couple of things I wanted to kind of talk about. Yesterday, if you had an opportunity to be able to read the letter to the editor in the Nassau Guardian, you can be able to see that Arinthia Komolafe, and I think over the past month or maybe a month and a half, this is about the second or third time that I've actually seen a piece in there for her to be able to talk about. She said that Prime Minister Davis's remark, a threat to the Fourth Estate, being able to talk about these things. She's opened up with Mahatma Gandhi and being able to talk about the freedom of the press is a precious privilege that no country can forge. right, can forego. So it's important that we talk about these things. She starts to get into these particular things, define and apologetic and unapologetic, misplaced priorities. The boss of journalism in the lead up to the 2021 general election, there were speculations and insinuations that the PLP had sought to buy out or silence the media houses, journalists, talk show hosts, and radio personalities. These accusations were only amplified following the PLP's victory to depose with the resignation of the government appointments for members of the press corp, right? You know, I'm indifferent with this. I am indifferent with this. I want to talk about this today. I'm indifferent with this. And it's a little sensitive for me because it hit home because this is where we is. This is where I reside in this sort of a space. And as a result of me being able to be here, you know, some things just hit your toe. You step on people's toe. And I just want to be as decent as possible as I talk about this. Over the weekend, I got a WhatsApp. I won't say this, right? Now, I'm not in people's business. And I'm not out here relentlessly apologetic for anyone and their decisions. Every man for himself, God for us all. Every tub got to sit on his own bottom. These kind of concepts and ideas that exist, but the decisions that you make. You understand? So when we make decisions, we have to make it for the betterment of ourselves, for the most part. So I want to talk about this and talk to you about this. I'm going to tell you the picture, right? And don't ask me to send it to you. Howard, send that to me. No, I'm not sending it to you. Because it's indecent. Now, I got this picture on Saturday morning. Normally, I try to do my best to stay in bed until at least 10:30 on Saturday. Because we're already at 6 o'clock in the morning every morning. At least 10:30 on Saturday, right? Saturday morning, I got this. And I looked it over. And I couldn't understand exactly what was what. Now, they sent me this from a chat group. And they sent me Wellington, Juan, Nahaja, Rodney, Craig, Clint. Is about six or seven persons in this, right? And as I looked at it, and I asked, they said, Howard, you voiced this? So I said, what do you mean, voice what? I didn't say anything about this. Then I got, it was a subsequent telephone call that asked me, Howard, what are your thoughts on these particular things? And I'm indifferent with answering that because I think people don't understand that we live in this same space. I think people, they tend to forget because you can hear our voices, because you know, there's familiarity that you tune us on a day-to-day basis. You kind of chime into us. You participate in the conversation. Sometimes we have these kind of conversations that takes you far left or far right. So either you agree or disagree hardly, like very strongly. And as a result of that, you become familiar with us. Whether you love to hate us or you love to love us. There's a great deal of people who participate and listening to talk show hosts and other persons in the media because the mind, the perception, the idea, the view that we have, and we place it to the forefront, you know, it troubles the water sometimes. A lot of persons, they find themselves in this position. Now, what I don't like, and because I'm a little different, a lot of the persons who I've called, not all, a great deal of them have gone through formality. So you've been to school for this. I've been to school for tourism. I might as well just shoot straight with you. I was at COB Tourism. That's what I did. Okay? When I went off to school, I had nothing to do with journalism. Okay? So when I found myself in this kind of a space, I was grateful. Now, I did this before Juan McCartney called me. I told you I did this with my good cousin, Maggie Colebrook. She brought me here. We were on ZSR 103.5 and doing a show called Viewpoint. Every Sunday I did it with Marissa. If you know Marissa is currently on, I think it's The Beat, right? And so we did this kind of a show together, and Joey Gaskin is also on the show at one point, right? I left and he came on. Now, how I even got to do that, because my cousin, she says, Howard, you can do this. So I said, I've never done this before. She said, you can do this. You'd be excellent at this. I tried it. I really enjoyed it. It was a great deal of studies for me. Every day, all week I would read the paper and identify what we can talk about. And Sunday had great conversations. I enjoyed it. The introduction of that conversation was Rodney Munker also. Rodney Munker came on with us first. And then it evolved into him having his own space and having a very good conversation with Val and my girl over at ZSR 103.5 during that time. Now, that evolution has brought me to this space. Juan McCartney saw some stuff that I've always tell you this story. Juan McCartney saw some stuff that he invited me on Friday. He said, Howard, come back. I said, now you keep telling me come back. He tell me come back but four times. I said, keep telling me come back, sir. I'm a black man. Don't mind me high yellow. I'm going to be out here sitting down because I enjoyed the thing. It led to years of participating as a co-host with Juan McCartney on Thursdays and Fridays. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Thoroughly. Never asking for one dime of compensation. Though, you know, I needed it. Praise God. Right? Never asking for a dime of compensation. Sat with Juan McCartney, and when he left, right? Go on vacation or whatever he did. He said, Howard, take the seat. First times I was kind of shaky because I know the audience that I'm listening to right out here in Guardian is, you know, you're all finicky, boy. You're all ready to row for everything. You're inaccurate. Okay, no problem. So I take the chafing for that time. But I understood with this natural gift that I've been called to this kind of a space to do this. I'm grateful for it. I'm very humble and grateful for the opportunity. I'd say this without being proud and pompous and stiff-necked and, you know, with my head elevated. I just want to say to you that I'm grateful for the opportunity that you allow me in your space to have these kind of conversations. But please do not forget that we live in one society. Please do not forget that our aspirations to be able to be better than our fathers and our mothers and take our children to spaces and places that we imagined when we were children exist within this society. Please do not forget that the $250 that a lot of persons work for, that is a minimum wage in this country, applies to all and sundry, everyone. And for the only way that we can find ourselves in a better position to afford for our children to go off and do all these things is to make decisions that has to do with the growth and development of our families. Please. Please. This condemnation and this relentless wagging of the finger of persons who make decisions to have a better life for their families never takes into consideration when Clint Watson was sitting at ZNS in the back, him and Shanique, was sitting in a trailer in the back of ZNS for years. No one takes that into consideration. No one takes into consideration the ridicule that you get for trying to be transparent in a society that is relentlessly corrupt. That is absolutely, unforgivably corrupt. I saw some information the other day indicated that we're number two on the corrupt list. As the least corrupt country. I think I saw it on CA Newry stuff. It doesn't feel like that to me. If it gets worse than this, my God, it must be hell. This kind of an idea that we've accepted in our society that these things are mere lunch money, trying to reconfigure our minds to the exception of being able to take finances to execute the job that you were called to do. To accept monies to execute the job that you sign up for. That you work slowly just to get to where you want to be. Unless somebody give you something. That's the society that we're in. The society where milk still almost $11 a gallon. Your children can't even, you got to be able to tell them, no, baby, you're lactose intolerant. You can't drink that. Let's try cream. Isn't it the same thing? No, you're trying to convince the children to go contrary because your pockets don't allow you. We live in the same society.
that depending on your proximity and where you live and reside, you could hear gunshots. And for us who ingest this information every single day, there's a decision that needs to be made. For those persons who are indifferent about people making a decision to take care of their families, I just want to know whether or not you would do the same thing. There's only one formula that I go by. Preparation plus opportunity equals success. If you're prepared and the opportunity presents itself, will you make a decision? That's it. I have been fortunate over the past few years, after years and years of not making any money at all. There was years I make money. I out here hustling. Years I make money. And I fortified an entrepreneurial spirit in deep within me and understood that I don't need to work for anyone. I just got to tap into creativity. I just got to open up myself and identify these things. I don't have the problem that some people may have. I work for myself. I set my own pace. And for the very first time working for myself, I get paid more than I ever get paid working for people. But I had to find that. I can't condemn my colleagues for making decisions to step into. Now, if it's me, would I do it? No. I wouldn't. I decided not to. I was offered an opportunity. You don't know this. This is not your business. I'm not here to say, you don't know this, but I was offered significant opportunities to be able to do the exact same thing that my colleagues have done. And I wiggle my way out every single time, more than 7 times. In fact, if you're listening to me, you probably heard Howard going someplace else. Talk to me. If you're listening to me, you probably heard Howard go in some way. Why? Because this administration did everything they possibly can. And I believe that every administration from this point forward will do the exact same thing. They did everything that they can to identify voices and not necessarily pull them into the fold, but to shut them down. And sometimes you got to pay to shut some people down. Some people will take the check. Don't fight them for that. There are many a voice that exists within the city, within the islands here in the country, within the diaspora, or the diaspora, like my wife is telling me, that can be able to sit in this space and talk to you with conviction, with strength, with insight, with all these things, and research everything. Don't fight it. Allow life to evolve. Let other persons come to the forefront. We're sitting here and making condemnation and raining hellfire upon the PLP for decisions that people made. These are people decisions. My grandfather used to tell me things like, baby, you only get to put a question to them. He rounded me at 15 years old. He says, boy, you ain't my grandson. I said, why you say that, Pa? He says, because you ain't got no grandchildren yet. I laugh. He said, you got to put the question to them. Somebody texted him and said, Howard, no one knows what you're talking about. We're talking about Arinthia Komalafe talking about the remarks from the Prime Minister that actually speaks to the fact that the Fourth Estate, trying to be able to make a determination for where the Fourth Estate is gone. In one of those sublets that says the boss of journalism, it says that in the lead up to the 2021 general election, there were speculations and insinuations that the PLP sought to buy out or silence the media houses, journalists, talk show hosts, and radio personalities. I then indicated that I got this information fresh on Saturday. And I don't believe that this should be condemnation upon the PLP. This is merely putting the question to you. Are you going to take it or you ain't going to take it? That's all this was. You can take it or you ain't going to take it. I can proudly say, at this time, I did not take it. But I formulated a show called The Foundation so I could be able to get intrinsically involved with people who could support me in the community. I don't think you understand what I do. My allegiance has to be directly to the community. If my allegiance is to a sponsor, if my allegiance is to individuals who can be able to take care of me, I have to now promote their agenda because they pay in my bills. But if I'm committed to the people and the people say, Howard, we like what you do, so forth and so on, I could remain transparent and above board. Let's have these kind of conversations. Let's talk about where we are with transparency rather than condemnation, because this low-hanging fruit from a political standpoint is garbage. Let's look intrinsically and start to have a very clear conversations about why people make decisions to move for money. In a society, after you already didn't get your bachelor's degree, your master's degree, and your PhD, that wouldn't pay you more than $35,000. That is garbage. That is not sufficient to be able to grow a family in this progressively expensive world. And you're still fighting the people because of the decision they make. This is the approach that the PLP has taken. Poor, low-hanging fruit. They have found significant success because people are vulnerable and they desire greater for their families. I don't think you should read condemnation on that. Reverend Tia Komalafe, as you sit in the seat of getting into a political organization, you leave one from the leadership helm and now seeking to be able to get back into another one for your own political expedience. It's peculiar. I just want to say that. All I remember when I was young is my grandma say, don't throw stones when you're in a glass house. Quick commercial break. We're going to take a commercial break and be right back after this.
Foundation. Foundation. The foundation.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
The Central Bank of the Bahamas understands that the use of checks continues to be important to some businesses and that changes will take time. That's why the bank is consulting you. Your feedback on this initiative is crucial so that decisions are data-driven. Download the survey from Central Bank's Facebook page to let us know what you think. Your participation matters.
Creativity is in my blood. From shoes to handbags, fashion lets me express myself and embody Bahamian culture. My name is Aiden Barrow, and I am the creative director of House of Assembly. Alive's Liberty Prime Plan allows me to focus on my passion and stay connected, whether at home or abroad. Once I've created something new, I can post to social media from anywhere and get instant feedback. Alive has a plan for everyone, and it's created with you in mind. Alive. Believe in best.
Make your mornings easy with the new breakfast bowls at Burger King Nassau. These delicious bowls are a complete breakfast in a convenient package for those on the run who want to enjoy the most important meal of the day, the BK way. Each breakfast bowl has all the breakfast fixings you love and comes in three tasty versions to choose from, including the classic, the Southwestern style, and the keto-friendly bowl. BK just made breakfast easier with the new breakfast bowls at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant, 323-6232, 325-4316-325. 4259 anywhere from the Family Violence 242-300 5720 or hit me up 422-4796. The gist of what I'm saying, can I just do this, right? Because a couple people maybe I went off on a tangent. Can I just do this? The gist of what I'm saying is that I think it's low-hanging fruit for one, the PLP to be able to identify the media houses and absorb those persons into the fold, and two, for you to be able to create a space to be able to say that this is what the PLP is doing. I think all of us can see this. But it still lies within the lap of the decision maker to be able to take this on. So I don't know why any of us are fighting. We live in one society. Decisions have to be made, and we're moving forward. Quick telephone call. Caller on the line with us live. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller.
Hello, this is Latre calling.
Hey, what's up, Latre?
I was listening to the show, and I took great exception to the...
Latre, weren't you supposed to come sit with me Tuesday? You call me back?
When the Prime Minister tells me, no, I work for Prime Minister, so to a point that I have a great concern with, Howard, is that, you know, to say that the government of the Bahamas is intentionally trying to undermine the press is a very dangerous comment to make, particularly given the kind of global environment we live in today.
Well, I don't know whether or not this is the...
Hold on, Latre.
I don't know whether or not we've taken that kind of identification to talk about the government of the Bahamas. This is a position... The PLP is the administration. The PLP is the political organization that have identified their strategy to be able to take this.
No, you've got separate the two. I mean, you sit
in the government seat now, but prior to this, your new big agenda has been to identify these particular things.
There was never an agenda. Let me provide some context to you, right? When I became director of communication, right, one of the first things I realized is that the government does not have the capacity to communicate efficiently and effectively to the people of the Bahamas, right? We have to go and identify talent in a number of areas, right? What we were told by members of the media and some persons who were looking for new opportunities that the working environments that they were in was very toxic, and they were looking for new opportunities, i.e., the private sector, or whether or not the government of the Bahamas is open, right? Once we started to enhance the communications capacity of the government of Obama's infrastructure, that allowed for the new positions to be open for the very first time. Different ministries had directors of communication places, and persons were able to now transition after being in journalism for a very long time. They wanted to do something new. So persons who have been reporters then for 15 and 10 years thought that they had reached a peak of their career, that they reached the ceiling, and they were looking for new opportunities.
I'm not levying condemnation upon you. But
there was no agenda to say, let's sit down, identify the particular voices, right, and then hire them to suppress any dissent from the government. We have a press every week, every Thursday, government of Bahamas, of a presser that we allow members of the public to ask any question they want to ask. And we spend time answering those questions every night. So there's no approach. There's no attack on the Florida state. There's no attempt to undermine. There's no agenda to suppress, to take talent, to gut it out. There's none. I mean, it's absolutely not the case. In most countries where I travel to for training, the person who was the director of communication or press officer or someone who is a former member of the press, because they understand how to effectively communicate in those environments, and they have the talent, skill, and the degree to do so.
Latre, I accept what you're saying. I'm not fighting you. This is not me levying condemnation. I don't know if you listen to what I'm saying. I said that the decision still lies in the decision maker's lap. Now, there's no two ways about this. We've identified, prior to being able to step into an administrative capacity, you've identified significant voices in the country, and whether or not you invited them to a casual conversation that led to formality, there's decisions were made.
Who voices? Who were the persons that the government identified?
I don't know who the government identified. So why, I'm not talking to the government.
Why, I said the PLP. Why suggest something? Why you can't identify the government's identified. But why suggest it? Because what I do, you know, every now and again, I listen to your show, right?
I appreciate you.
I know, and I can call in, right? I can call in if I feel like
I appreciate you.
Need for, see, I have, for as long as I have this opportunity, I have a responsibility to protect the reputation of the government of the Bahamas, right? Not only for domestic reasons, but also international reasons, right? And I don't want Bahamians to leave with the impression that the government that operates in their name have a strategy to undermine the very fundamental and the fabric of a democracy, which is freedom of press.
I really like to finish this conversation. I know that you're extremely busy, but I have to go to be able to go to a commercial break and get your news. I apologize about that. I'm hoping that you would stay on. Guys, I got to take this commercial break. This is information that came from Arinthia Komolafe in her position that indicates that the Prime Minister's remarks threaten to the threats to the Fourth Estate. Let's talk about it. Let's take a quick commercial break, guys. Get to news and be right back after this.
Foundation. Foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
This is Godman Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
It's that time of year to join the movement. It's time for the annual Guardian Media's Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise Fair. Saturday, March 2nd at the Mall of Marathon. Starting at 10 a.m., admission is free. Come and receive free health screenings by the walk-in clinic, fantastic product info, and sound financial advice. Participate in the exercise demonstrations by Natasha Brown, Outdoor Fitness Bahamas, and RF Exposure. There will also be a CPR demonstration by Superior Care, plus live performances by Blondie, Johnny Cake, Shine, and Carrington McKenzie, ending with a Saxon superstar Junkanoo Rush Out. Join the movement. It's the annual Nassau Guardians Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise Fair, Saturday, March 2nd at the Mall of Marathon.
Foundation. Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect on this beautiful, beautiful Tuesday afternoon, looking at the paper, just looking at Monday's paper. We actually started off just being able to talk about a great deal that's happening in the economy, in the country, far and wide. We kind of, for 2 days now, levying sort of a commendation on the PLP for being able to take such a strong position as it relates to SpaceX and also the DNA testing. That was, in my view, very progressive, very creative, and being able to talk about those things. But yesterday we saw something that I did not have a chance to get to. I gave you my rant that may have gone a little contrary to, you know, the point that I wanted to be able to make. The talk about the Prime Minister Davis remarks to the threat to the Fourth Estate. Arinthia Komolafe being able to take these things. I got a call from the Director of Communications in the Office of the Prime Minister, Latrey Ramming, to be able to identify these things, to levy condemnation upon me. That I am now being able to lend suggestions to make indications that the government of the Bahamas have identified these particular things. For the past 3 years, I want to read a text that actually came through. So, let me see if I can be able to read these texts. I lost the text. I guess you guys must see text back to be able to talk about something. I lost the text. All right. But it's very strong. This kind of a condemnation and position that we take. Here we go. Say, what's the new information? That came up over the weekend, Howard, because there was a big conversation in 2021 that media personalities were being offered jobs, and it was clear that some had left to join the administration. So Komolafe's letter just saying what's been happening and what everyone's known over the past 3 years. Now, the call that we've just gotten, I don't know whether or not he's actually going to be able to call back. Let me know, producer, whether or not Latreille actually called back in his particular capacity to talk about these things. I make no apologies. This is not me levying condemnation about the PLP and their position. I won't do that. I've identified from the very forefront with a New Day agenda, with the New Day concept that be able to come out when you rolled it out, there was a strategy that you've taken, whether it's pronounced or very subtle. He that have an eye, let him see. This is not levying condemnation about, this is your strategy. I'm not fighting you. In fact, every man, you remember I said it, I sat down with Garth and I said, everyone has a strategy. The PLP has a strategy. The FNM has a strategy. The only person who doesn't have a strategy of what our expectations are when it comes to moving towards 2026 and the decision for leadership in this country is the people of the Bahamas. Everyone else has a strategy. I cannot fight a man for his strategy. It is our position to defend our conviction and position. That's what our responsibility is. And so I want to be able to say this with clarity. I don't necessarily agree with Orinthia Komolafe. That's what this was all about. This wasn't a decision that no one place violence at your doorstep and say that you have to make the decision. You get to decide whether or not you wanted to or whether or not you do. All of us live in a society where we have to make decisions for a path that we identify for growth. So I want to be as decent as possible as I say that and talk about these particular things because I don't necessarily agree with this. It spiraled into the prime minister taking on this position and say, maybe you can lend consideration, and I make modification, maybe you could lend consideration to putting all the murders, not necessarily on the front page, but on the other pages. And now it's evolved into this kind of a concept and idea where we've gone back 3 years. I disagree, and I have disagreed with this for the past 3 years. Not one person I've known, and I know every single one of these people personally, not one person was under duress when they made these particular decisions. These are decisions that they made for the growth and development of themselves and their families. And I cannot fight them for that. Guys, give me a call. Be a part of the conversation if you want to be able to do that. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the Family Violence 242-300, 5720. Hit me up on the text line, 422-4796. That's a call on the line. Go ahead.
Hi. How you doing?
Hi, good.
Listen, I disagree with what you're saying, you know.
Let me hear it.
My point about what, or properly, I can never pronounce the name. Pronounce the name.
Orinthia Komolafe.
Okay. She couldn't bend so far from the truth if it kills her. That's the truth.
I agree with you.
And she and the devil's out. Be honest.
I agree with you.
That's called a spade a spade. That's the person I know you used to be.
Praise God.
Okay?
That's still me.
That happened, Howard.
That's still me.
If these persons are ours, okay? They're not. As we say they are. How come you don't hear nothing from them? Everybody gone quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody come back. No one says nothing. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Not one person. You could name them all. This all started with Beyond. I don't know if you used to watch Beyond the headline.
Absolutely.
Watson, right?
Mm-hmm. With 17,000 followers.
Thank you. This started with Clint Watson, Clint the Lion. Okay? I was a front row seat.
In the Lion's Den.
I was right in the Lion's Den.
Yes.
And when they notice and see what Clint could have pulled off, they start dripping everybody, and you could call them by name, even Wendell Johnson or every one of them. So this was their strategy is correct, okay? They get every, they even the gentleman boy and all who came back. You remember the guy from R News?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And he came back, right? And he came back and talking. So I don't care what they say. This was their way of silencing the media and the press.
Yeah, but Latre doesn't want us to say that. He doesn't want. He doesn't want
everybody who got eyes to see folks.
That's all I see.
Okay, Indian people ain't stupid. We can see their plant, but it ain't work with everybody. It works with certain persons, but it ain't work with all. If that is not the case, they see what's happening in this country. They're journalists, even when the PM say, but putting these headlines, these things would happen in the people's family, because all of us are like one in this country.
Yes.
And when you see things happen, we want to know about it, we want to see, we want to read it. And you were talking about hiding it down in the paper. And you would tell me these journalists like Nahaja Black and the Warren McCarthy and all them know and see that. They can't come back. You don't think they want to see
Agendas change.
Pardon me?
Agendas change and responsibilities change. Okay? When you when you work for people, you got to do your job.
Oh.
You got to do your job. This is it.
So you silence them. So why you silence the person with the biggest mouth? Mm-hmm. The threat. Then they were trust. Warren used to call the election, Howard. And I'd cry like a baby when Warren was leaving. That caught me so off guard. I couldn't believe what I was hearing. I slipped and turned that radio up and gone right to that radio. And when I actually hear he was leaving, that hurt me.
Yeah.
Because I know Warren McCarthy used to call these elections.
Mm-hmm.
Based on what was happening with his show and his followers, everybody know what was supposed to happen. But guess what? They might think they silence the media, but they ain't silence no damn media because people are more open now than before. Okay, you silence a few persons who you could have bought, but try buying the rest.
My God.
I will begin to speak up here.
I appreciate you, baby. Thank you so much for your telephone call.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much for your telephone call. You can cuss, look like you can try to get me cussed too. My God, you're doing a lot today. My God. Listen, these people are my good friends, you know. I won't say that. And I try my hardest to make you understand that Arinthia's letter didn't make sense to me. I just want to be as decent as possible. I said to you, this is the second or third time that I've seen her in the paper, and I know the speculations that continue to be able to bubble about her desires to be able to affiliate with a particular organization. Can I say that? Can I say that? That even if it's the smoke, that we know that the fire isn't far. Can I say this? That your affiliation that placed you at the forefront of a political organization and you stepping back now only to be able to return and have conversations from a political standpoint of what's happening and what shouldn't happen and who's doing what says to me that your desires is to be able to reestablish yourself politically. Can I say that? And as I'm looking at this letter, I say, well, this don't make no sense. This look like low-hanging fruit and just political jabs, but not intrinsic information and insight that could be able to cause people to look, give them introspection to say, brethren, okay, maybe we're on the wrong path. This is only political jabs. And I couldn't levy that against the government of the Bahamas. So I don't know why Latre called me like we fighting. I was saying that the government of the Bahamas didn't make these decisions for you. You make these decisions yourself. Talk to me. Next telephone call. Call on the line with this live. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller.
Pleasant good afternoon, Mr. Howard. How are you doing, my brother?
I'm fantastic, man. What's happening with you?
Everything cool. Everything cool.
What's up, Anton?
Well, like, yeah.
You ain't got the memo on the PLB groupie. Call Howard show quick. You need to stop. Go ahead. I'm not going to fight
Howard,
you.
Howard.
Go ahead.
Howard.
Yes, sir.
Boy, look here. You're throwing some political jobs in there.
I won't be decent. That's all I want to do is be decent with transparency. Arinthia wrong, but nobody's made a decision under duress. Everybody's made the particular decision. And the PLP as a political organization had a strategy.
Look here, Howard. Can we have a political boxing match right now, me and you?
Let's go.
Okay, look, first and foremost, if one ought to follow the trend of thought being promoted by opposers to the government, right? Then one would have to believe that some of the top and most experienced and most dynamic and most ferocious truth hunters in this country
mm-hmm.
have sold their souls to the devil for the dollar. Do you believe that, Howard?
No, I don't accept that.
I don't accept that either.
I don't accept that.
Do you believe that Juan sold out,
no,
Howard?
No, Juan is my very good friend and my baby's goddaddy. I don't believe that. In fact, we had very deep conversations about the decisions that he's made.
I don't believe that Juan is sold out, Howard.
No, neither has Nahaja.
Do you believe, let's take it back to Mr. Smith. Do you believe Mr. Smith sold out,
Howard? Who's Mr. Smith?
Carlton.
No way!
Carlton is one of the most decorated veterans in journalism in the modern country.
I give you the backstory. I was one of the first persons who knew that Carlton was going. Carlton came to me.
Carlton didn't make it a secret. As a matter of fact, he was fighting in his soul with the decision because he understands the nature of the implication and he understands the nature of the perception in our local media and how Bahamians think. But how Bahamians think doesn't add up to whether or doesn't make it true or make it false. Am I correct, Howard?
Absolutely.
That's a completely different consideration entirely. Look, if I am the government of the Bahamas coming in as the government, right? And Philip Davis in opposition, he had a dynamic media presence. Would you agree with that, Howard?
100%.
And if you have the wheels of the government turning for you, as the new prime minister in the country, do you think it makes sense to try and scout the top talent in the country, Howard?
Hold on. I take the blows. You gave me a couple of body shots. I took those. Now I can block, and I got to be able to deal with this. Now let me say this.
Go ahead.
I said for a very long time, the best scouts in this country from a political standpoint has always been the PLP.
Right.
We've talked about often how the PLP now has gone back to its roots in identifying talent to absorb them into their fold.
Right.
I often give points of how my good, decent bishop, Bishop Neil Ellis, would have never gotten the recognition if it weren't for the PLP pulling him into the fold, pulling him into the city, giving him this strategic position. That happened for many a man back in the day. The PLP has revisited that particular concept and now gone far and wide throughout the country and been able to solicit. All they did was have the conversation.
Right.
And based upon that consideration, people gave in and say, I'd like to be able to participate.
And this is...
There ain't nobody fighting. You can't fight nobody for that.
This is the point that brings me to say, Howard, in all honesty and in all truth, if we are speaking truth to power, and I believe we are speaking truth to power, this call by persons opposing the government only demonstrates the depths of their desperation, Howard. It shows that they alone, as an organization, them and their friends, are not enough to stand up against the great might of the Progressive Liberal Party government, Howard. Therefore, they have to take to lies. They have to take to lies, Howard, to try and break down what is a dynasty in this country and will continue to be a dynasty in this country. But guess what, Howard? Guess what? When you are at the top of the mountain, Howard, you surround yourself with the best, not the worst. You surround yourself with the best. That's a common sense approach. And if the opposing persons of the government can't deal with that, they're going to have to deal with it in 2026 when we form government again, Howard. Thank you for the opportunity. God bless.
I appreciate you, my brother. Thank you so very kindly for the telephone call. I want to be as decent as possible. That didn't feel like a boxing match because I didn't have to defend anything. The truth of the matter is that I agree with you 100%. The decisions that were made to identify the talent that exists in this country and putting it into their fold. We did not say that the government of the Bahamas has done this. This was the approach that you have taken as an organization with the reforming of your constitution. And I don't know whether or not where we can fuddle that information in the middle there as we were talking. As an administration, when you identify this is what the New Day agenda is going to be, with being able to come out prepared with your marketing scheme, prepared with your graphics, prepared with your youth, prepared with these concepts and ideas, you were hitting on all cylinders. This is what the PLP did with the New Day agenda. And you created a deliverables unit 2.0. within the organization without even identifying that, and kept the office of the prime minister fortified that with the significant talent that was supposed to be in that in the first place. Youth, articulation, insight, by putting Clint Watts in there. I'm not fighting you for none of these things. I am simply saying Aruthia Kobalafe's letter was weak. and being able to identify these things, being able to roll off of what the prime minister lent suggestion to. Let's just be decent at this. Let's be decent as we talk about these things. But to say to me that the PLP did not have a strategy to identify and return to its roots for being able to scout the talent that exists in this country, I cannot accept that. I didn't say the government of the Bahamas did that. I said that the talent, the approach that you've taken was under your political organization. And everyone rolled over with you. Come on, man. Let's talk. Let's talk about these things. Let's take the next telephone call. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Howard. Help me, Howard.
Hey, my brother. What's up?
Right here, man. Howard.
Hey.
When they come for you, what you going to do? What is your price? $1 million? Two?
No.
They say everybody got a price, right? What is your price?
No. Let me tell you what happened.
You got children to educate.
I got four children.
You got mouth to feed.
I got four children and a wife.
To pay. So when they come for you, what you going to say, Howard?
My God, I got four children and a fertile wife. I just want to be
decent. And she's a fruitful wine, Howard. What you going to say, Howard? Oh,
glory to God.
What you going to say? Are you going to count the cost, Howard? Are you going to say, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. I'm blessed, Howard.
No. Because people got to make decisions.
Yeah, but
I can tell you one thing.
Everybody got their price, right?
Everybody got their price, but let me say something.
Everybody got a price. And listen, I don't care what Antoine said. I don't care how they swing this. At the end of the day, the decision is up to the Bahamian people.
That's it.
And I hope that these people who get these political appointed jobs, that they get long-term contracts.
Talk to me. That's all I want to say to you.
I don't know.
This is what I said to you. My youngest baby ain't two yet.
Yeah.
If I can have a job, what he can be doing? She wouldn't be five and I fired again.
Yeah, but so I just want you to know that, you know, you can't silence the people because, listen, some of us are sheeple, but others are not.
My God.
And we will be the judge of whatever government is in power, whatever they do. Yes, we could beat up our gowns, but when you see that election day, buddy, when we say you go, everybody, the kid and the caboodle, all of them gone, good, bad, ugly, and decent.
My God. Right? Now, thank you. I appreciate the telephone call, my brother. Howard, usually your show is great until Anton comes on. But what is so funny when people are dying left, right, and center under his administration? What is so funny? That's what you're asking. No. From a political standpoint, he was talking about these things. I think all of us understand the depth associated with crime. And I don't think he's taking any of those things lightly. Or, you know, that we're putting that on the table. We're talking about these decisions that were made as it relates to the Fourth Estate. So we just want to be able to do that with transparency. Let me see if I can take one more call before we go to a break. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hey, Howard. How are you?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
I'm doing well, man. Look, I listened to Latrey and quite a number of the other callers in reference to your topic.
Right.
But it's a sad day when you see the government playing on the mind and the emotion of the people, trying to solicit those who are supposed to be the Fourth Estate to partner with them. To partner with them basically means that you have the ability to cause me stay in power or take me out of power. The reason why money played a very important part in positioning them is for them to stay in power. It's an indictment on us as a people. It's an indictment on the PLP as a government. Because what that means is, your objective, what you want to do, is that you want the people to be silent and you do whatever you want to do in our country. This is a sad day. Mm-hmm. And from the first day after the PLP won the election, we saw the direction that they were going on. We saw Clint Watson taking the media all through Abaco, all the Family Island, Cat Island, and they were ripping the former government apart with their media station. And guess what? The Bahamian people knew exactly Clint Watson's agenda, and many of us, Natasha Black and all of them, we knew. And Ron McCartney is one of those who surprised us as Bahamian people. We need people to stand up wherein money do not pay for everything. Stand up on principle. Mm. And what I see in our country today, that we don't have men, women in our country would stand on principle that in spite of your money, I have a job to do and to carry out. Yeah. That's what we need in our country today, Howard.
I appreciate
we
that.
Don't need people who could be bought out.
Mm-hmm.
We need men, women who would stand up against injustice.
Mm-hmm.
And we know and we see the injustice what's going on in our country, you know. The cost of living, only a few could survive it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we see it every day. Listen, Fred Mitchell the other day on his recording.
Mm-hmm.
That let me tell you, if the Bahamian people were serious, they're supposed to march downtown and shut down this country for what I've heard. It is a disgusting day in this country.
Wow.
People are disgusted.
Wow.
And the government, the prime minister, sit back and he listen to these things and he love it. He do nothing towards that.
Wow.
But you cannot have one of your member of parliament, and in particular the foreign affairs minister, to usher those dirty type tactics to the Bahamian people and we sit silent.
Wow. I appreciate your telephone call, my brother. Thank you so very kindly for that and being able to contribute like that. I don't want to be able to lend any allegation. I'm going to call a few names before I take this commercial break, and I want you to sit, let it sit in your spirit, and then we're going to have a conversation. Fred Mitchell, Obi Wolschke, Ace Newbull, Pakisha Parker Edgecombe, and Piswell Forbes. These are just what came to my mind. These are just the names that came to my mind that were all prominent in media and got into politics. The question that we're asking is, this is about money or is it about an overarching objective as it relates to contribution to national growth and development? Is it only about money? How did any of these persons get behind a microphone or behind a camera? It had to be about an overarching objective. And sometimes this path opens up to spaces and places that you never imagine. Why levy condemnation upon men and women that contribute with their conviction and their strength? Why? 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 Let's talk about it. Quick commercial break. Be right back after this.
Foundation. Foundation.
Struggling to repay your loan? Let us help you get back on track with payment terms that suits your financial situation and improve your credit score and credit report with the Bahamas Credit Bureau. Inquire about our restructured loans today. Call us at 356-7764.
All pizza lovers craving something extraordinary? Head into Marco's Pizza and try our golden crust deep dish pizza made thick and delicious with fresh dough, fresh cheese, and fresh sauce, and baked to perfection with your toppings of choice. No one makes pizza quite as good as we do. Enjoy all this goodness for $14.75 only at Marco's Pizza. Make the right choice and order Marco's at marcospizzabahamas.com.
The Central Bank of the Bahamas understands that the use of checks continues to be important to some businesses and that changes will take time. That's why the bank is consulting you. Your feedback on this initiative is crucial so that decisions are data-driven. Download the survey from Central Bank's Facebook page to let us know what you think. Your participation matters.
Bonneville Bones, established in 1970, is the leader in men's fashion in the Bahamas. We're conveniently located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza, and fully stocked with everything you need for all occasions. Our Harbor Bay location is one door north of Alive. with the black and white signage of Bonneville Boutique. Both locations are open from 10 to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bonneville Bones and Bonneville Boutique, still the leader in men's fashion, located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant and your company, right here on the foundation. Just to begin to chop it down today, but for clarity purposes, for the purposes of clarity. Because when I started my initial kind of a soapbox position, Howard, what are you talking about, Howard? Howard, what are you talking about? I am talking about decisions that men make. Who are we rowing if your wife decides to sweetheart? Who are we rowing if your husband decides? These are decisions that men and women make. Who are we angry with? Because people have gone contrary to what you believe they should have done. Who? If the Free National Movement had called me, can I say this to you? Can I say this? Is it okay? Are you prepared for this? Let's do this. If the Free National Movement had called me, when they created the position in the office of the Prime Minister for press secretariat, Howard Grant would have taken that $60,000 job. But I didn't go to SAC with Minnis. So we'll be very clear about that. I didn't go to SAC. I just want to be very clear about that. This had nothing to do with the Free National Movement if I made that decision. This had to do with national commitment. I got the insight, I got the understanding, I got the articulation, I got the poise, I am prepared. Let's go. I would have taken the job. When Clint got the job, I called Clint for the PLP, when he got the job for the PLP. I called Clint, I said, Clint, congratulations. I know that you're going to do a spectacular job. We wanted Ace to do a few things more with that particular position. I know that you're going to do. Clint, correct me. Clint says, no, Howard. Ace has set the groundwork. Everything that I'm doing, Ace created this. Ace already had these things in place. He just didn't have an opportunity. He wasn't given the liberty to implement the way that we're given right here to be able to do these things. There is a very close-knit community within those persons in media. Man, y'all don't know some of these stories. And this ain't got nothing to do with money. This is about talent. This is about a natural inclination and the way that you move in front of the camera, the way that you speak behind the microphone, the way that you capture minds and hearts, the way that you can articulate, the way that you can chop these things down, the process that you have in your mind, how you could construct your words. This is about talent. I did not fight the PLP for identifying talent. If you want to fight them, go ahead. I'm not going to fight them. But when the government of the country identifies talent, or when a political organization identifies talent and put the question to them and they absorb into that fold, what do we call that? Sellout? That ain't no sellout. Mike Smith, Charles Carter, Piswell Forbes, Pakisha Parker Edgecombe, Ace Newbold, Obi Wilscombe, Fred Mitchell, Kelsey Johnson, and I'm sure there's more. People who came from the media. How much time y'all call Warren McCartney and say he should run for a political organization? If he had done that, you would still be calling and cussing him out. But you know that his talent surpassed his position no matter what side of the divide he stands on.
he will contribute to national growth and development. I cannot fight a strategy to identify talent and pull it in. If I was a private organization, I would be vying for people like that. I would be looking and hunting as a headhunter for people like that. Qualified, capable, articulate, insightful, community-driven. Why are you fighting people, man? Let's talk about this. The lines are wide open. Telephone call on the line. Go ahead.
Howard.
Hey.
What's happening, buddy?
All is well.
All right. Just the blind one, Papa.
What's up, Papa?
Everything cool. Howard, you know, you talk about all that talent. Pray for all that talent, what you say they have, and a lot of us may not agree, and some might agree with you. They're doing a poor job. We expect better with that talent. What, you mean, what kind of talent that is? You mean
for what?
Say that again.
For what? For these people who are in various positions now?
Well, listen. First of all, these people get children to feed.
Yeah.
Things to do. That's their decision.
Right.
You can't kill them for that.
No.
Maybe you could say it like that, Howard. You can't kill them for that. But you, not because they make decision and we expect it so much and they supposed to be so smart and get so much talent. They're doing a poor job. They're doing a poor piss job. If they're doing it, you got to say it.
But you, I don't understand who's doing a poor job. Warren McCarthy is no longer in the fourth estate.
No, no, make sense. Please, all the names you call, it wasn't me. It was you call them names and other people them. I'm talking about the people who serve in the PLP right now. Listen to me.
Okay.
Fred Mitchell, right?
Okay, let's talk. Let's go.
Okay. What's his profession, like Dr. Dwayne Sands asked? What else? Is he a lawyer?
Yes, he is.
Okay, that's why I always thought he was a lawyer. I wonder, like, what else he's do different from politics, like how Dr. Dwayne Sands must be saving lives and stuff like that. I wonder what else he's do. Listen to me. I's a PLP. Still a PLP, but a nationalist. I put right where right is. I's be looking for good things to talk about them. I used to brag about Brave Davis. Then people didn't know, but then people said, boy, shit, man. The people who really didn't know him was trying to tell me. I just wonder why they're saying the things, why they're saying to me, as good as I knew that man was. I think Mr. Davis needed to, like they say, put a muzzle on the mouth of Fred Mitchell, the chairman. Put a chain on him. Tell him to shut up. Tell him to stop that. What are you doing? He just aggravating the opposition, the official opposition. He aggravating us PLP supporters who helped you, Mr. Davis, to be prime minister, Mr. Davis. A lot of us PLPs are, we disappointed. We expect better. And then to go as far as, like, money plays a major role, but Mr. Davis, there's a lot of virtual health principles. And you've not been people who tie out and arrest and talking about all these talented, smart people. I'm talking about poor people, her principles. We voted for you because y'all could buy or the media or y'all use your money, because we respected you over the years, the good things which you're doing. This turned out to be like, seems like the worst PLP we ever had, the way they think and the mentality. Listen, they doing a lot of good news, a lot we get to be grateful for. I just give the praise and thanks to God for it before I give it to them, where we're really supposed to go to. But it's too much people suffering. It's like, these people around Mr. Davis? Mr. Davis got a mind of his own or no? In spite of him being 70, he's still smart, he still know things, he still know how to deal with people. He get these people like Jerome Fitzgerald, Kevin Sutherland, Weiser. These old friends of him for a long time, Fred Mitchell. Listen to me, if Bradley Roberts was alive, you see this foolishness with Fred Mitchell doing and talking to people any kind of way. He always used to do it in a way, right? But he had like a muzzle and a chain on him. He wasn't loose like that. I'm talking about, if he do something to do it, the Prime Minister's come and support him. The Prime Minister tell a woman who's running for chairman, oh, being there to help them. I'm talking about they empower, they ain't want no one else to be the chairman. It's like they don't trust the people around them. It's like it's a class thing. So bad, too sad of you, so PLP supporter. It's like, if Barry, if you didn't vote for them, they might have treated you better. And it ain't all about what you can get, no, Howard. Don't try to change it when you have the last say, you or whosoever, to think it's all about we just looking for someone, the government to do everything, you know. Just like you have children to feed, and you feel good seeing your children eat and doing things for your children, and you want the best for them, all are so cheer the same way. You understand? And the government money is our money. That ain't their money. That ain't their money, you know, Howard. That's all our money. I disappointed with my PLP PLP party, this New Day government. I expected better. I wish Mr. Davis would stop listening to them people telling them a bunch of words. No matter how awkward us. Remember we used to board Howard from you had that show on Moore FM, sorry, on the other station. And I call in like a couple of weeks before after the election when we went and say, look here, you all got to make sure we straight before the last 2 years and all of that. I just finished talking to Mr. Davis but 2 days or the same day he was going to New York to do his speech. I believe that caused problems. That's 2 years, guys, for 3 years now. These people even in, like, Like, I can't talk to Mr. Davis. It's like, if I get to talk to him, I just can't talk to him. That ain't that I won't talk to him. I sent cabinet ministers. I know what I gotta do. Fuck with me, nothing happening. And it ain't just about me. I don't come crying about me, you know. But the Lord will make me a nice struggler. It's just that the leader, who I am, I pick him over my cousin, my first cousin, because I thought it would make more political dollars and cents. And regrettable right now, in spite of me still being a PLP, I'm disappointed like a lot of people. They think they could buy people out. No, let people speak their mind. That's why we like it, because you let us speak our mind. When the PLP in power, it feel like more people eat. When the FNM in power, some people eat. It's just that now, this PLP is like, they think they could shut people up. I don't like that. Hey, God, thank God for Jesus. And that Fred Mitchell, please put a muzzle or a chain on him, because he's pissing off a lot of PLPs out here, boy.
I appreciate you, Papa. I need you to stretch that out, though. I feel like I heard more emotion than information. I think a lot of us may feel a particular way, and I don't know whether or not that had anything to do with the PLP. I just want to be decent when I say this. I don't think that feeling that a lot of us had that existed even pre-COVID, it was amplified during COVID, and there's an expectation for alleviation after COVID with a new administration. And unfortunately, economically, socially, and otherwise, some things have not been alleviated. And do we now just look at leadership and say we have to eradicate leadership because they haven't created the comforts that we expected? I'd like you to stretch that out with me. I'd like you to talk to me because I know that you have this information. I'd like you to talk to me systematically to identify some of the infractions that this administration has levied upon you or upon the people, all of us. That we, especially like how you continue to agitate for the grassroots, the poor people, what decisions are they making? What are you uncomfortable with? The one thing that popped out to what you were saying to me, Papa, is that you voted for Brave because you thought it would make more political dollars and cents. I just want to be able to be clear about this. If in your Nassau village you voted against your cousin, who is Nicole Martin, for Jamal Strong. So let's just talk about these things. I want you to stretch that out for me and make sense of it to me. Because I hear more emotion than I hear clarity. And I need clarity. The people out here listening in, we need clarity. Hit me with some points. One, Howard, boom. Two, boom, boom, boom. And then I can say, I agree with you. Right now, I hear you. But I don't know whether or not I could tune into that dial and jump aboard. Next telephone call before we get out of here. Caller on the line, go ahead.
The Howard. And I'm very happy that I'm on the heels of Papa.
Mm-hmm.
And Howard, you have to know in order to understand where Papa is coming from, right? You have to have been there and done that in order to understand. He isn't speaking from an emotional emotional base, Howard. He isn't caught up in emotionalism, Howard. A lot of what he said has some extremely strong merit.
But it was kind of elusive. It didn't provide any specific... Okay, that's all I'm saying.
I understand, and I do agree that, you know, and perhaps maybe online may not even be the best place, but that sensitive kind of conversation.
Okay, except
because a lot will be revealed. Some things may even escape that should not come out in the public sphere, right? But I understand where Pop is coming from, and I feel him on a lot of the points that he has made. He's very grounded. Some of them I don't disagree with, but a lot of what he said, I agree with. And let me add to that.
You got to preempt this too. You got to give your preamble. And I am a PLP supporter.
Absolutely.
Okay,
absolutely.
You got to say that because now people have a greater understanding because when they're listening in, they know you're a PLP supporter. But now when you say that, it gives people an insight to say, okay, so things aren't all, you know, hearts and kisses and hugs and kisses in the PLP. Some things are going on.
Let me say it this way in the Bohemian vernacular, Howard. When I walked with PM Davis, 99% of the people around him wasn't around. When I walked with him and encouraged him, I paid a heavy price as well.
right? Because someone like myself, who also comes from a family.
You're still paying that price.
I agree. Someone like myself who comes from a dynasty, PLP family, right? Was expected to be a certain way. But I believe in democracy. And that democracy spread out throughout the entire party, including to current Prime Minister Davis, right? And so I understand where Pop is coming from, Howard. And like I said, some of the conversation should be had offline, because I believe if you want Pop to get into that online, a lot is going to escape into the public charter. But let me get on to this next point, Howard. Look, while we were in opposition, Howard, right? And our rights are protected by the Constitution. I stood up as I'm supposed to, as I'm expected to, as I wouldn't have it any other way. I was victimized by the lousy former FNM administration. Took them to court, supported by my attorneys, Davis & Co., Christy Davis & Co., initially, Davis & Co. on the latter side. Won against the government. Let me tell you something, Howard. I'm speaking from experience. A lot of these persons, and I would love to call them something else, Howard, who calling in on the show, saying about nothing but talk. You hear me, Howard? Nothing but talk. A lot of them don't have nothing to give, never had nothing to give, and if they got something to give, they certainly wouldn't put it on the line to stand up for what they're claiming to be national interest. Don't mind these people talking, called washing your ear, Howard. A lot of them broke, busted, and disgusted. And if they got something to their name, they would not put it on the line in the name of nationalism. You hear me, Howard?
Mm-hmm.
Even some of these callers, they are speaking in a tense like, they need to go down to big, but you were calling to make a complaint, but you were saying, they need to go downtown and march on Parliament. They, Howard, these people ain't serious, my brother. If you pay them any mind, they will set you right up to be exactly where they are.
And you look behind you, nobody there.
Where they are. And so, Howard, there is absolutely nothing wrong, and I get one more point out with Juan McCartney, Cliff Watson, and whoever else from the media that has been identified as top talent in this country, because they have proven themselves
absolutely
to make a personal decision for themselves and their families.
Absolutely.
To do what they need to do.
Absolutely.
As long as they continue to maintain their integrity and performance of their duties. As long as they don't compromise themselves or do anything untoward or illegal or immoral. You hear what I'm saying to you, Howard?
I agree with you. Let me.
Last point that I want to make, Howard. The last point.
Two seconds. Go ahead.
After I call in and one or two persons call in, you went on a good run, right? But in that run, Howard, you said, and if I take the opportunity and I go certain place, and my daughter's only 3 years old right now, when my daughter turns 5 years old, I'm out of a job again. Howard, the devil is a liar.
You know it's the truth. Now, stop it.
The PSP will not be voted out of office in 2026. The devil is a liar.
Bye.
I rebuke you in the name of Jesus.
Bye. You're on PLP. Listen. You're PLP. Bringing Jesus. It's bringing Jesus. Well, it's convenient for them. Other than that, it's PLP all the way. You need to stop it. Let me read a couple of these texts before we get out of here. We got 30 seconds before we do that. The lines keep lighting up. Guys, I'm going to give you 30 seconds. I know I let these fellas talk. Don't fight me. Go ahead. Call, I got 30 seconds. Go ahead. 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Hey, Howard, always at the threshold.
Yeah.
Yeah, listen to all the conversations today. And I just wanted to say what was very interesting. I thank, with respect, I thank Latrey Ramming for coming on to this airwaves to try and air out the position of the Progressive Liberal Party and this current government. And I was happy that he said that the two are one, so we cannot escape that fact. The bottom line here is the perception out here, which he appears not to accept or understand. The perception out here is that the media has been bought out. He has to accept that as what it is. The people who have called in thus far has been lamenting to the same thing. The perception out here is that the media has been gutted out. And it's so sad that the fourth estate is not, as in a lot of the minds of the people, as effective as it once was prior to the last general election. That is the perception. And whatever it's going to take for them to change that perception in the public domain, I wish them luck, because I can tell you, from what I'm hearing, that is not going to happen. Anyway, I end my diatribe here.
Thank you, my brother.
The next call coming.
Thank you, my brother. I see two phone calls, and I got a tremendous amount of texts. So it says, good day, Howard. Why are you letting these people call and run out with all these nonsense on the radio and inflation and the cost of living in this worldwide thing? No government can control that. And the inflation thing ain't only affecting the Bahamians only. It's worldwide. This is a text is coming through. It says, Howard, at BIS, half the staff are not working because they are all in appointees of the other party. So they are still, they sit small and they're the numbers call. This is a text is coming through, right? So it says, Howard, you have to pair Arinthia Komolafe's letter with what we all know. If you oppose the government, they will try to limit your opportunities. We know this. This is a text that's coming through. So it says, my concerns with this administration is we know who lives in the Western districts don't have access to our own beaches. There is a 10-foot wall going up right now down from Nirvana Beach with no access. This is a text that's coming through. It says, why are you pandering to Anton every day? You don't want to set up government party aides. Okay, there's a text that's coming through, right? So it says, excuse me, who does Anton think he is? The government said silence the media by buying them out, and who bites the hand that feeds them? That's a question mark. He said he doesn't know what anyone does for anyone around here because everyone doesn't publicize what they do. There's a text that's coming through. So there's a couple of texts. Guys, I want to thank you so much for your contribution and conversation today. Let's see if we can be able to surmise this. There is a separation between the PLP who stepped into government, because the seat of government sits there. The PLP administration stepped into government, and now they're sitting at the government, at the helm of government, and leading the country to a hopeful, more progressive, brighter future. The truth is that the strategy that existed within your political organization has led you to this point. To identify talent, you should not back away from that. You've identified it. You've done your part. Now, it is your responsibility to hold the helms. And with all this talent you have stuffed in your coffers, you now need to be able to lead with articulation, with communication for growth and development of the Bahama Land. I want to thank you guys so very kindly for being able to tune in today. It was a wonderful show. Didn't know it was going to take that avenue. I want to thank you so much. Tomorrow is Wednesday. We're going to have a panel discussion. I'm going to bring my good friends in and chop the thing down tomorrow right here on Guardian Radio 96.9. It is after 2. Have a beautiful day, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Guardian Radio.
Foundation. The foundation. The foundation.